Candidates must respond to a questionnaire to even be considered for endorsement by the Stonewall Democrats. Questions include how they feel about non-discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the city code, if they support amending a non-discrimination ordinance, and if they support a human rights commission. During the March meeting, members of the Stonewall Democrats voted to not endorse anyone for mayor, including incumbent Julian Castro. Daniel Graney, co-chair of the endorsement committee, said Castro didn't turn in his questionnaire, but Castro has been a staunch supporter of LGBT issues. This year, he appointed an LGBT liaison to the city, and he told the nation last year at the Democratic National Convention that he supports marriage equality. Graney says the mayor will be given the benefit of the doubt and meet again next Monday to reconsider an endorsement for the office of mayor.
And because of the stature of the mayor, and because, you know, we have been given assurances that it would get in, but perhaps it slipped through the cracks of his campaign or whatever. So that race is subject to review.
The group also only endorsed four incumbents: District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal, District 3 Councilwoman Leticia Ozuna, District 4 Councilman Ray Saldana, and District 6 Councilman Ray Lopez. For Graney, he says he was personally disappointed in a few of the races. He supports District 2 Councilwoman Ivy Taylor, even though the group endorsed one of her challengers, Norris Tyrone Darden. Graney also liked District 8 candidate Ron Nuremberg, although the group decided no endorsement in that race. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.